All right, well, let's continue on our week 10 NFL picks. I've got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to go here. Now, normally, when we do wild cards, we all pick a wild card game, just a random game that we want to choose the winner of. But like we have done the last couple seasons, I believe, we're now switching halfway through where one of us gets to pick the wild card games for everybody. So you have to pick the winner of a game that I choose for you.
Evil. Well, it's one of those things because obviously, you know, we're going to pick these hard games for each other to try to get some distance on ours. We are way too close. We're coming in, like, we're halfway through the race and we are all like neck and neck. You're a little bit of a lead ahead of us, but man, we are three men that should not be side by side this close.
And because I get to choose the games, I'm also obviously choosing my game. We'll get to that in a minute. All right. So for you, Ben, I'm giving you the Bills at the Cardinals, which, man, looks like a hell of a game now.
It's you know, what's funny about it, looking up statistically at all, everything, they are like the most evenly matched offense and defense in the league right now. It's crazy. They're like, everything is like, they're ranked 16th and the other one's 17th and the other one's 21st and this is 22nd. It's just looking at their numbers, it's really confusing. And the more I dove into like trying to figure out an angle of how this would work, the more confusing it became. Like Bills Mafia is like gotta be like, so they're on steroids right now. They're just having a great time loving this. They've got a great team and they're a fast paced team. And then you've got Arizona who, you know, they've lost games they shouldn't have lost. And I feel like they're struggling with their identity week to week. And as they go into this, I feel like this could be like an either way game for both teams. I feel like the Buffalo has the advantage because they've been winning. They're like a winning machine. And Arizona is like, one week they do great, one week they do bad, and then it's they lost two and back and forth. You can't ignore that DeAndre Hopkins, who I think is the best receiver. Devontae Adams from Green Bay can say he's the best. DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver in the NFL. Mark my word. I really can't go away from that. And I think Buffalo is, I think for once the travel is going to affect them. And I think Kyler Murray is going to do a great job in this game. I feel like he's going to prove himself because this is truly like, this is going to be a real tough competition and probably one of the toughest games they're going to play all season. And I think you cannot deny the impact that DeAndre Hopkins is going to have on the defense for Buffalo. I just think it's going to be a really close game. If you're going to go over, it's going to be close and it's going to be Arizona.
Wow, that'd be crazy because the Bills, you know, just put a spanking on the Seahawks. That's huge for Arizona. If Arizona can beat the Bills and the Bills beat the Seahawks and the Arizona beat the Seahawks, that's a pretty big deal for Arizona, which doesn't make me happy. All right, my wild card is a game you might laugh at, but it's actually like very important in their division, and that is the Eagles at the New York Giants.
Wow. Well, the New York Giants just got their first win, so that's pretty important.
It is important. And I mean, the Eagles are 3-4-1 and the Giants are 2-7. If the Giants win, that puts them right back in it. It's like pretty crazy. Having said that, I am going with the Eagles. I don't see the Giants winning two in a row, and I'm hoping that this is an easier pick for me so that I can keep my standings high. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, buddy.
You're
go welcome. Giants.
All right. You can check out our NFL picks online at 977theriver.com. Just click on the Sports Buzz and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on all the podcasting apps. And we'll do Beer 30 coming up.